Okay, guys, here's the plan. I know the title, you don't know what that means, but we have a plan, okay?
Okay, it's not really that big of a plan.
No, it is. It's just something that we haven't done before.
Okay.
Okay?
Yoni loves to make a thing out of things.
I'm not making a thing out of things. I just like to make, like, just things fun.
Okay.
Okay? So, anyways, reporting live from Edinburgh.
Well, technically, reporting live from Edinburgh Airport Hotel.
Yes. Don't tell the people exactly where we at. Like, why, you know?
I mean, are you about to put this out right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, and you think someone's going to be like,
here tomorrow morning.
Well, too bad, because we're flying out tomorrow morning.
So here's the plan. We know last week's episode didn't come out. We've been traveling. If you follow us on Instagram, we've kind of been exploring.
We've been off the grid, y'all.
Yeah.
Except not really, because we've been posting on stories.
Yeah, true, but still, like, way off the grid.
We feel, the thing is like, even though we've been very much, like, actively sharing where we're at, so it kind of defeats the purpose of even saying that we were off the grid. Our experience off the grid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When I say off the grid, I don't mean, like, off the gram.
Oh my God. Well, you know, the actual meaning of being off the grid not connected.
So the plan is basically we just wanted to update you guys with what's happening. So
where are we at?
The plan was to record tonight. Okay. It is currently, what time is it?
It's 11 p.m.
11:03 p.m. Monday, March 30th. And we're flying out tomorrow morning at what time?
10:30, which means we have to be at the airport at like 8. We like to be there early.
Okay. So I would love to get a good night's sleep, right?
Because we have not been sleeping, you guys.
Yeah, we haven't.
Like, I think I've slept probably maybe 5 hours the most on one of the nights. But
yeah,
on average, I think we slept like 4 hours every night that we've been in Scotland.
I think 4 hours is a little dramatic.
Okay, 5 hours on average.
Yeah.
We've been going to bed very late, first because of jet lag, then because of stuff that we have to work on that has nothing to do with our trip to Scotland.
Yeah, like work continues.
Which also, our trip to Scotland was a work-related trip, so it wasn't like we could kind of, you know, if we're tired, we can just skip this thing or skip that thing.
No, not at all.
It was a whole specific itinerary we kind of had to follow and capture. So we were kind of like double working. And then during the day, even though the work was fun, listen, I think there's this notion, I have this qualm with you guys. With just people online in general. I think we have this idea that, this is kind of off topic, that if someone's work is enjoyable, it means they can't really call it work. They don't get to call it work. Different example than me. If you're an artist and you get to make money and the art that you create makes you an income, that is also your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you sustain yourself. Yeah. And you sometimes, what does a job mean? You do it as a living, for living. It helps your living. And sometimes you got to do it when you don't want to.
Right.
Because then if that wasn't the case, then it would just be a hobby.
Right.
You could say, which doesn't necessarily make you any less of an artist, but that's not really the argument right here. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes I feel like people think that you can't call something your job if the job is fun and if the job cool and if the job is something that you really enjoy.
Right.
Because sometimes, like in my videos, I would talk about like work that I have to do, which could be anything that has to do with my job, mm-hmm. whether it's editing videos or filming videos or
for hours
or answering emails or concepting ideas for partnerships with brands or talking to my manager, all those things, right?
Yeah.
That's all considered work for me, and it is work, and it's not shit that I always want to do, but it's stuff that I really enjoy doing, and I really love that I get to do what I do for my job, including the podcast. But sometimes I feel like, because of what it is, sometimes people feel offended about it and they like comment things saying, you're talking about work this and work that. Meanwhile, like, what even is your job? Blah, blah. I'm like, people have no idea how much work this takes. And it almost just seems like if you're somebody who enjoys your job and it's somewhat of an unconventional, if you even want to say cool job, then I don't get to say that it's work. I don't know. That's just like my two cents on that, because I don't know why. Sometimes, like, this Scotland trip was a work trip, but at the same time, it was probably the most beautiful trip and travel thing that we've ever been on.
Yeah, it was amazing. We're going to get into exactly what happened on this trip. We want to break down
everything that happened in Edinburgh
by day,
everything that happened in Glasgow,
yes,
everything that happened in Glencoe, everything that happened in Skye, everything that happened in the Highlands. We are going to talk all about it when we get back to New York, but today we really, really want to get a good night's rest.
We wanted to do this episode justice because we could record it right now, but I don't think that'll be like the smartest choice. And also, just to be fair for everyone, this episode deserves a real...
Yeah, this whole trip, this whole experience, Scotland as a place deserves us to sleep extra tonight, so then when we're back in New York,
full energy,
we can give you guys the full energy, the full story. Things kind of marinate a little bit, but we have a lot to say. This trip was one for the books.
Yeah, we just didn't want to rush through this. So yep, that's it. That's just an update. We are currently on the bed in our hotel room.
Took a shower, just brushed our teeth before this, and we're about to We're about to lay down and go to sleep. And it's going to feel so good. And this is very in the moment. So just know when you're listening to this, we're probably snoring. I mean, I don't really snore. Would you say snore?
You snore sometimes.
I think I'm like randomly, I would snore.
Yeah.
It's like, very out of the ordinary.
Like, I feel like if you're dreaming and then like the dream ends and you're about to start a new dream, you snore into the next one.
That's crazy.
But when I was brushing my teeth, at that time I was thinking we're still about to do the whole episode.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I sat on the bed, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't think this should happen today.
And also something about hotel beds are extra comfy. Like, I don't know what it is about, what kind of sheets they use. Maybe we need to get a new mattress because our mattress is like every time since we've been traveling kind of like a little bit back to back, or not that much, but being in Mexico, we slept in like two different places. And then now in Scotland, we slept in like four places.
I think so, yeah.
And every time we go back, I feel like our bed is extra hard because I like get unused to it.
Does it change after time? Because we've had that mattress for a while. We have like one of those memory foam mattresses, which I loved in the beginning. I still love it now, but it does feel extra hard these days.
It feels extra hard after we come back from a place that has a different kind of mattress. Like the mattress we're on right now, it like has a little
bounce.
Yeah, and just like a little, it folds. Like our mattress, you almost are laying on it as if you're like laying on the floor.
Like you can put a glass of water, fill it all the way to the top and sit right next to it and you will not spill.
Yeah, exactly, which I kind of liked. And I also like the fact that if you move in the bed, I don't feel it, especially because our size difference.
And I move a lot.
Yeah, you only move so much. Like we'd be trying to watch a movie or something and I'm sitting still the entire time and Yoni's moving like every minute.
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. You're so small, I feel like you can like cross your leg and sit that way. Like when I edit the Patreon,
yeah,
you don't move the whole episode. You don't move your legs.
Oh, you mean even when we're recording?
The way you sit like that for the whole episode.
Yeah.
And then me, I'm moving, readjusting.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like the most comfortable position like to sit in the way we record. But even
it's
like...
It's comfortable enough for you to not even move one time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys, that's just a little update, we're still here. We're thinking about you. We know that we're late with the pod.
You know, it's about to be, this episode doesn't have a number, okay?
Yeah, it's just like a random one-off.
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure out what the title is going to be. I think we should just call it Off the Grid.
Yeah, Off the Grid, because I think people will be like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah, and why is it only 10 minutes?
Yeah. So
you're off the grid for real.
That's what's up. And I think this is a really interesting experience. This is the first time that we are in a airport hotel you've been in one before in Paris.
It was terrible.
Well, this one,
the one in Paris didn't have a mirror. It didn't have a bathroom. The bathroom was in the hallway and the shower was in the hallway too.
It was like a shared bathroom.
It was one of those that my plans kind of got messed up and I had to get a last minute thing. I was like, you know what can I get around the airport that's cheap?
Right.
And that's what I got.
Well, I kind of like the idea of like going to the, like being, we're like a 10 minute walk from the airport.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the shortest trip to the airport that we're ever going to do. Like, going to the airport for me, it's always like a whole thing.
I know.
So I was like, okay, so the flight is at 10. So I got to get there at 7.
I got to leave at
6. So then I got to leave at 6. So I need to wake up at 5. It's like, damn, I got to like...
Which means I got to go to sleep at this time.
Yeah, it's like a whole half day just to get to the airport. Anyways, okay, that is it. We hope that you are good.
And we miss you.
And we will see you back here. We'll see you back on the episode when we get to it. Because I also happen to go on another trip, but it's just for one night to upstate New York for another work thing. And we won't be able to record until I come back.
Do you think so? You can't do it right before you leave, huh?
I mean, I'm leaving the next day after we come back.
People gonna think like, damn, how long is this episode about to be?
Oh, we're about to talk to you for a week. Okay.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Chat soon. We'll be back soon. And then after that episode, we will have
our season finale.
Oh my God. So dramatic. It's as if like it's the end of a
season finale. Yo, this is episode, we're about to record episode 199. I was about to say 99. Oh, 199. And on Patreon, we'll have 99. Also, by the way, if you haven't been on Patreon and you always hear about it, we do remind you of each episode, which is important, but go check it out. We have 99 video episodes that you can watch.
If you
rewatch.
If you miss us, then you can't spend another day without listening to WCJ. Kind of rhymes. Until the Scotland episode comes out, you can go to Patreon. We have a new, very juicy, very fun Would You Rather episode that I could not stop laughing. I haven't laughed like that in a long time.
That Would You Rather part two episode was hilarious. I think it was like the funniest episode we've ever done.
That is a high mark. I would say we've had some really funny ones. I would say it's like top 10. Considering we have 300 episodes, I can say it's top 10.
I think top 10.
There was just some moments. And the whole like, it was a Would You Rather episode, and the Would You Rather questions were funny in themselves, even without our answers. We're just like...
Yeah, it was like, would you rather have spaghetti as hair or maple syrup as sweat?
Yeah, but then they were also like, like, would you rather kiss or be kissed? Like, what?
Yeah. So stupid. That episode is hilarious. You guys should check it out on Patreon. So, and then also it's a video, so you get to see especially Alia's facial expressions.
Oh yeah, it adds a lot to the experience. Okay. we're gonna sign out for real now.
Okay, cheers everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheerio. That's actually more of a Britain cheerio thing. Yeah. Oh my God, wait. I'm gonna save that story for the
what?
I was going to tell them about the person that called me today. You guys, I was just last thing.
Okay, you have to say it now.
I was at the, yeah, I can't leave you hanging. I was we just got to this hotel, right? We dropped off our car rental because we rented a car so we could drive all the way to the Highlands and around there. You need a car.
And we're going to talk about the driving.
Yeah, for sure. And we returned our car today and then just went to the airport hotel, which are close by. And after we returned it, we checked into the hotel, we're chilling, we're figuring out what to get for room service for dinner. And then a random phone calls me, a random number calls me, and I see that it says like UK, Glasgow, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn.
Oh, that's what it said?
Yeah. And that's how I knew it was like, I should probably answer this because who knows? Maybe it's like the airport telling us something's going on. I don't know. So I pick up and I don't understand what this man is saying. And then...
But he speaks English.
I mean, yeah. And the only part that I understood was enterprise and like something else. So I said, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? And then they asked like, am I talking to Yoni or like I'm looking for Yoni? Because the car was on Yoni's name. So since I was talking, I was like, oh yeah, this is him. Or this is him and I sound like a girl. I just said like, yes. And then this guy starts like saying English, but because of his Scottish accent, you guys, I didn't understand how it was possible for me to not understand one word that this man was saying to me. Like,
you really didn't understand one word.
I didn't, but it sounded like English, but at the same time, I felt like it was gibberish because I don't know how it was possible. So then I was like, I took a pause. Yoni's staring at me because he's like, who are you talking to on the phone?
You look so confused.
And it just feels really awkward speaking the same language with someone, but because their accent is so different than yours, you can't understand them. That's like a really awkward thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to make, I didn't want it to be that like, oh, she's American and he, like, she doesn't understand me.
Not because
so I was
I
like,
don't.
I'm so sorry. Could you talk a little slower?
Oh, yeah. I heard you say that.
And then.
What did he say after
and
that?
And then I still didn't really understand everything he said, but. Something like the car, I asked, I was like, is everything all right? Because I thought like, is everything all right with the car? Because I thought maybe something was wrong with the car.
Yeah,
me too. Then he was like, no, I'm asking if the service of the car hire was all right. Which like in the US, we say car rental. And here he said car hire. And with the accent, like it just didn't clock to me what he was saying. And that's the thing. Like a lot of the words and the way you say the same thing, it's still in English, but it's using different words for the same thing. Anyways, so you guys, I literally was like, oh, yeah, like everything was great. No issues at all. And then he goes on to say something else. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that? And he's like, you know what? I'm going to let you go. And he just hung up the phone.
Oh, he hung up?
Yeah. And I was like, as after he said, like, I'm going to let you go, I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then he hung up.
He was like, I got to go. They're good.
Yeah. He was like, they're fine. He just had to kind of like take it off the list. It's something that you probably have to do, like call to ask how the service was.
Yeah.
But I really could not understand it. Anything he was saying, which is crazy.
Yeah, that happened a few times during this trip. We'll get into that in a few days.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go to bed. Thank you for tuning into this now 17-minute episode. We will talk soon.
Knowing us, we can easily talk for like another.
Yeah, but
no, we gotta go.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.